Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That's MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and see all the great videos and photos and stories about animals I post. And it's all good right now. And a couple of little Christmas posts up there, drawings. Anyway, nice little animal stuff. So all good stuff, which is good. So all good news on the Facebook page. And it is just shy of a week away from Christmas. And looking out the window, because I'm actually not Zooming today. I'm in the studio and looking out the window. And boy, it's a lovely sunny morning today in the Pacific Northwest. Cold, but nice and sunny. So it was a beautiful drive down. And as always, now literally across the desk from me would be Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and happy week before Christmas Eve to you.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you what, you're like, you've sort of already had your family Christmas.
Yeah,
kinda,
that
you kind of cheated, and last week your family, you guys snuck out of town and went back to Kentucky to have Christmas with your brother and sister-in-law and that adorable niece of yours. My gosh, how old is Genevieve now?
She's going to be 2 in February.
Wow. She is. Nathan was kind enough to send me photographs of little Genevieve and their gathering. And, you know, she's mobile and she's talking. And this is the cutest clip of her doing animal sounds. And my gosh, it was so fun to see. She just is the cutest kid. I mean, it just doesn't get any cuter than that. She's adorable.
No, she's growing up fast. I know everybody says that, but this is my first time, you know, watching a little one in my own personal immediate family growing up. And they really do grow up fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just seems like hardly any time at all that we were welcoming her to the planet and the family.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years now. Wow. Amazing. Anyway, you had a good trip, and how was traveling right now and all of that?
Oh, it was great. Traveling was really easy on the airplanes. The flight loads were really low, so that's another reason kind of why we went out early is because, you know, all the rush at the airport around Christmas time, wanted to sort of avoid that, too. But it was a nice, easy breeze. Each flight was very empty and nice and smooth. So overall, great trip. And, of course, spending time at the Kentucky, going to the aquarium and seeing my niece and giving her her Christmas gift. And
Did she like it?
Yes, she did.
All right. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you had a wonderful time. And now, so are you done with Christmas or do you have another official Christmas here without your brother and family? And
yeah, we'll spend some Christmas celebrations with our friends here, too. So it's not over yet. We still need to put up our Christmas tree.
Oh, you still don't have a tree.
I got to admit.
But so you have an extended Christmas this year.
Yes.
Well, that's great. It's always nice to stretch it out. All righty. And then Nathan and I are here. So that means Stacy's here, our call screener, and her private studio. It's so nice to see you in person, Stacy.
Yeah, good morning, Martha. Hey, Nathan. It's nice to be back. See everybody.
And how are you gearing up for the holidays? I know one of the reasons we had Zoomed in last week because you were having a little work party.
That went well, yes.
Little party and everything?
A bunch of people at the house, so I had to, which is kind of, it's hard to do, but then it's nice because then you clean your house up and it's all that great. So now you can just kind of sit and enjoy it for a while. So
all right.
It's all done.
All right.
So, yeah.
Now, and with your Frenchies, do you have a Christmas tree or is that?
I have a Christmas tree and they don't go in that part of the house.
Okay.
They're gated off from going in there. So.
So you just keep it separate.
Just keep it separate, yes.
Yeah. I get one of those great videos up on the Facebook page of, you know, the cats destroying Christmas trees and stuff.
Yeah, Bags got, he tore down one of the stockings and I was very upset at him. So he went in some timeout for a little while. So.
Oh, that whole bag, man. Well,
yes.
we will revisit you in a little while to get an update on Bagman after our healing show with Dr.
Sure.
Nils Rasmussen last week. And but keeping up the Zoom tradition, that would be holding the ball there. That would be our medium, communicator, personal awareness coach, Feng Shui, personal awareness coach, psychic person. Yeah, well, blame it all on Mercury in retrograde because I'm not the
Isn't
one that knows.
Isn't it nice that we have something to blame things on?
Yeah, yeah. So Natasha Venter is here. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, this is the week before I get my kid coming home from New Mexico and a kitten in the house. So,
Oh, that's right. You've got a new baby coming to you.
A new baby.
Because
so
you called
my last
in last
unwork
week.
And... day. Yeah, yeah. It's my last unwork day that I can non-work day in going to the school thing that I do in the mornings that I can actually get my house ready. So,
all right.
I needed those extra couple hours that I would have been driving.
All right. No, it's kind of really pretty day, the morning today here all around our area, at least what I'm aware of. It's sunny and now it was like a frosted wonderland up at my place this morning because, you know, I drive out of the forest and then through all kinds of pasture land, and everything was covered with frost, you know, roofs
yep.
and trees and all the pastures and everything. So, and then with the sun out, it was really beautiful. And it's cold, and I have to say that I'm adjusting still to the coldness and have broken out all my winter warm stuff. But the good thing for me anyway is that it's been below freezing at night and frosting everything, but it's not gone below the temperature because that freezes hummingbird feeders. So the sugar water that we feed the hummingbirds freezes at a lower temperature than water. So it has to get down to 27 degrees. Is where when it starts freezing. So that's been easier, but I have to say, there were some wind storms in the area this last week, and so I had my first power outage, and it was, you know, after dark in the evening. I think it was Wednesday night. I didn't have serious wind in my specific area around my house, but there obviously was enough wind somewhere to bring trees down in the line. So we were out of power for several hours. So that got me all geared up for the rest of when we get into winter and all this cold stuff. So all my little battery lanterns are out and the candles are all in the right places and ready to go. So I've had round one of power outage and that went pretty well. And it came back in a few hours, so it wasn't a huge deal. So what's it look like up in the Skagit Valley?
I would say the same thing.
Okay.
Looked like a frosty morning. My husband had to defrost his truck before he went off to work. But, it's one of those things. I noticed that it hasn't been this as cold as normal this year. Yeah, I've needed gloves on the playground. Yes, I've needed to bundle up, but it hasn't been... You know, where you're like, cold this year so far.
Yeah. So the weather has just been changing and weird for some time now. Sometime
yes.
I'm not sure where I live because of the, you know, the weather. But it used to be that, it would be a lot wetter than it is. And I have some areas in my yard that, because I have a marshy area in one corner of the property, that it would get a little mushy and water pooling. And sometimes I'd have to avoid a little bit of the grass and mowing first thing in the spring until it really dried out. But that hasn't happened for a couple of years. But I swear in this last week to 2 weeks, there were a few days where I had more rain than I've had in over a year. And I had more standing water than I've ever had. And so that was amazing to me. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's dried out again. And so it really doesn't seem like fall, almost winter to me, because it is drier, a lot drier, and it's not as wet all the time. And I found it kind of amazing when they predict all these big storms, they often aren't as big as they say they're going to be. Mm-mm. But I know the Farmer's Almanac said we were going to have a colder, drier winter. Mm-hmm. And so far, the drier part is happening.
It's true.
But like you said, I'm not so sure about the colder part. So mm-hmm. what does your intuition tell you, Natasha, about our weather for the rest of the year here going in the new year? Are we looking at, are we going to have big snowstorms and get buried, or
there's going to be there's going to be like a week or two in January that I'm hearing that's okay. going to be a little bit more
winterish,
negotiable in the weather. But we're not going to, I'm not getting that we're going to have the, in the Northwest here, mm-hmm. the major storms. There's going to be a couple that go through the lakes, you know, down into New York area, I'm hearing.
Okay.
You know, and then there's going to be a little bit, I'm kind of hearing that there's going to be a little bit of like winter tornadoes, you know, through that Midwest.
Midwest.
You know, that the
okay.
wind picks up and it creates a little bit of a tornado-ish atmosphere through a couple of states in there. But it's Mother Earth is changing her knowings and we're changing. You know, it's amazing what's happening in the world and the stars, the galaxies.
Well, there's all kinds of planetary right stuff. So we'll get back to that because we'll get a an astrological update from you as you can provide. And I know because the big thing is, you know, last week warned that we were, you know, in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde. Well, now Mercury's in retrograde. And mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I'm glad I put pencil on my calendar. And I've had to shift and be flexible with scheduling and all that sort of thing. So it seems to be at least affecting my world and the world around me already. So.
Yes, it really has affected my world too. So it's a dance this year. And I noticed that there's been a huge theme of me even working through a lot of my, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, patterns that have been needed to be awakened and shifted. And what a miracle it was to have the new moon at the beginning of Mercury in retrograde to create that. Oh, what do I want to create new in this emotion? What do I want to create new in this old pattern that I've had of the going down that rabbit hole, you know, of emotions and stories and life that we're doing?
That's interesting. I'm kind of doing the same thing as working on shifting patterns and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's real good.
It's huge this year. And then we have that, the doorway of the solstice in the middle of it. And then there's a full moon at the very end of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. All right.
Wow.
Well, before we go into a lot more detail about all of that, I mean, in case you haven't figured it out and you regulars know, it is the third Sunday of December. And so that means it's Martha and Natasha Sunday. And we are here to serve at your pleasure. And phone lines are open throughout the show as usual. And phone calls take priority. So if there are any of you out there that have behavior training or healing questions for me, or you want to know something intuitively from Natasha, and or if you want to talk to your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and that sort of thing, Natasha is here. And if there's anyone out there that needs to call in early, you know, usually by 9:30, we're able to take calls. And so if there are any of you out there that have got things you got to do and you've got questions or need some help here, phone numbers, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email, if you want to shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And hopefully this week I will remember to stay on track and include everything, because last week we got so busy with phone calls and we were busy start to finish. And I totally spaced doing current events. So I hope you got anybody that was interested in all of that, you know, got to the website, marthanorwalk.com, and can get all the current event details there. But hopefully I will be able to get to current events today. And I have a new Santa Paws. Today is the last day of Santa Paws pictures that benefiting Meow. And let's see. I'm going to pull that out right now and let you know in case you want to gear up, because the Santa Paws pictures are all from noon to 3. Today, this is the last Meow Santa Paws photo op at the Mud Bay stores. So today it's 12 to 3 at the Linwood West Mud Bay. Linwood West Mud Bay. And the new Santa Paws program that or day that I mentioned to you that I just added to the schedule because I just got it from is benefiting Seattle Humane, and it's in the Bellevue area, and it's tomorrow, Monday. So I'll give you that when I do current events, but that's just in case you want to take advantage of these last-minute Santa Paws opportunities. So I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking, Nathan, will we take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and officially start the show, and then anyone out there who wants to call in, you certainly can. Otherwise, we will go on with our normal chat. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
It's hard to interrupt him, but hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, our one of our neuroenergetic balancers, and she, of course, was with us last week and doing great healing sessions for all you guys. And you can check Linda out and learn more about bioenergetic synchronization technique or best therapy. We call it neuroenergetic balancing. And she also does energy codes. And she works out of her office in the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. Or she works remotely because, remember, you know, energetic healing type modalities, there is no issue with distance, and she continues to offer a free introductory session for any of you that would like to take advantage of that. And her having worked on you on the radio doesn't count. So as long as you are a new patient to her in person or remotely off the air, then you can have a free session. And all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to send you. You can check her out at her website, Vertical Energy Worldwide. verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you're interested in a free in-person or remote session, all you got to do is call or text Linda at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then, of course, our wonderful premier sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, and it's absolutely wonderful. The energy is incredible, and to be around all the gongs and the chimes and so forth. And she is available to work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home, which is in Shoreline, or she can work with you remotely as well, because this is all also energetic medicine. So you can check her out. Website is whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can also just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And I'm delighted to say, I get a little choked up when I talk about this, but we're going to have next Sunday, week from today, is Christmas Eve. But we're going to be live. We're going to be here. And one of the great things we're going to do is that Jude is going to join us again. She's returning to Animal World, and this will be the first time. Says, yeah, see, I got Natasha there. She's like, oh, wowing. The first time since Paul's passing. And so she will join us. We'll get to catch up with her. And then she and because she's gotten really good at Zooming and doing a lot of the Acutonic works on Zoom when she's teaching now. She and Nathan are going to work some magic so that we can, I think we're going to be able to Zoom right into the Whispering Dragon Center and with the gongs and all of that. And The big thing she'll be doing for us is, of course, a Merry Christmas Eve sound bath and healing for all of us live. So that's going to be very cool next week. All righty then. Oh, and also you heard from me, and you know that when I'm not here, I'm doing being an animal behavior therapist and trainer. Well, I do that when I'm here, too. And of course, if you have questions about that today, but I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and solve problems. And boy, did a fascinating case yesterday, Nathan. I DNA confirmed 100% South Asian street dog, and from Thailand. Interesting story, but you know, really interesting dog and case. I've only had a chance in all of the decades I've been doing this, a handful or less of these Southeast Asian street dogs, and their genetics are different because, you know, they live a different life, more in lines of, you know, like the dogs in India, the street dogs and all of that sort of thing. So it was really, really fascinating. But no matter what you got, I can help you get things under control and solve problems. So I always do a free no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone else you know has problems with their dog friends and you would like some great quick help, just give me a call. And my number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Golly, it only took a half an hour this week, Nathan, to get ready to start the show. How about that? You're saying, well, what do you mean? You've been on the air for 30 minutes. Well, yeah, but if you haven't been here for the first hour before, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of little St. Francis prayers just to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. And we're going to, just so you know, participating in this part of the show for you is completely optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's not like enjoying the Jingle Cats and kind of, you know, like when we get on the Love Train, only during the holiday season we get to enjoy the Jingle Cats at the top of the hours. You just got to enjoy the Jingle Cats. That's mandatory. All righty. We are going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go with that. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us, human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, that's our prayer section. Now we got a pile of affirmations, all of them contributed by one member or not of our animal world family, and I include them here because they are so powerful and have been life-altering for me and many of you who have reported to me. So, again, this is optional. If you want to participate, I say each affirmation three times, and you can say it along with me or not. Up to you. Okay, so first affirmation came from my spiritual family when I started, and it was sent out in an email, and it was, do this every day for 7 days, it'll change your life. I did, and holy mackerel, did it change my life. So that's why we include it here. Affirmation number one, here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation actually came from Linda Rasmussen. And, you know, if you're here for our Healing Sundays, when she works on one of us human animals, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this affirmation came from. And I got so many reports from everybody saying how powerful it was and that I started using it myself. And man, did it shift things. It is now a part of my daily rituals. And so I share it with you. Here we go with affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda Institute, and the Italian division, and the one I love for keeping me in the right frame of mind for going out in the world and sharing health and well-being and strength, all that stuff, and not going out in fear. So here we go with that. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew, like that one. Okay, now this one, guess who? From Natasha. Yay! And this is the one that keeps us, our bodies and ourselves in alignment and balancing with the current crazy energy and all this stuff going on that we've been talking about and all of us have been feeling. So I have no idea how goofy everything would be for me, at least in my animal friends, if I didn't do this affirmation, but boy, I keep it up. All right, so here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then the last affirmation in the group also comes from the Ananda Institute, and it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And this is the one where we collectively send God's light all over the planet, and boy, is it needed, and you know where to send it. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. All right, and then to conclude this whole ritual and set the energy at Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part, cross your hands over your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. By the way, when you say that, an upward gaze is the best position for your eyes will help. All righty, we are all spiritualized up for the day and carrying into the week. And woohoo! It is still a nice sunny day out there. So, Nathan, What do you got in store for us weather-wise coming up?
Well, just taking a look at the forecast, we got to enjoy it while it lasts, at least for the near future. Okay. today looks like it'll be the last day we get to enjoy some mostly sunny skies before Monday and Tuesday look to be pretty rainy, and the rainiest on Tuesday, and Monday kind of on and off, and then throughout the remainder of the week, just kind of hit and miss as far as days of rain goes.
Yeah, okay. So, it still seems a very unusual weather for us. And how are we doing on our snowpack? You know, we were way behind in rain. I know we made up quite a bit of it this month, but not completely. And we had a whole bunch of snow came down in the mountains, and then it got warmer and a lot of water came down, and then we had all the flooding stuff, and then we had more snow. And I know the passes of some of the ski places started to open. Where are we with all of that?
Well, nothing as far as lowlands goes in snow. And then I'm going a little bit more east up to North Bend. Still nothing as far as snow goes in that area. And then looking a little bit north, it seems like no snow up there as well. So lowland areas, still no risk of any snow. But once you start getting into the higher elevations and foothills, then you might start seeing.
And what'd you say, Natasha? You saw that January was likely when we might see, have a couple weeks of snow or something.
Yeah, like the second or the fourth week. We do not have the snow on our hills around us.
And you normally would have snow.
We usually have a snow line.
Right, right.
Because I'm in the foothills, right?
Yeah. So yeah, me too.
We usually have a good dusting continuously. And we have only had one day where I said, oh, there's the snow.
Yep. Same thing out in my neck of the woods.
Just the mountain passes right now seems to be where the snow is coming down. So like Snoqualmie, Blewett, or Stevens, up in those areas, you'll get the snow starting to appear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so far it seems, well, that the Farmer's Almanac prediction, they actually said, at least what I heard that they said was that the best place in the country for winter weather this year was going to be us, the Pacific Northwest, and that we would be colder and drier. So far, like I said earlier, the drier part is seems to be happening, but the colder part, not necessarily. So we'll just have to see. I have to say, it's cold enough for me now. I'm good with this.
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's chilly outside.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I got my fingerless gloves, you know, and I got my warm stuff, and it all works well, and I kind of like this drier stuff. But on the other hand, I really would be okay with a lot more rain and the water that we need to get the snowpacks in the mountains, so we're good for water for the rest of the year. I'll probably complain, but then I'll remind myself, no, we're grateful for the rain and the snow, and we need that. But
I just don't want to scrape ice off my windshield in the morning. Sometimes I'll park outside, and then overnight it gets clear, and I wake up to a nice frosty windshield.
Yeah, that's, of course, what garages are for.
I don't always get to park in there.
Yeah, obviously not. Now, what about if, you know, they sell those things, covers for windshields that, you know, you put on your windshield so you can just pull the cover off?
Yeah, with all the car prowlers out there, I'd rather just deal with scraping ice off
my windshield. Oh, yeah, because
somebody might come by
anyway.
And grab it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that a shame these days? You have to think about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what people will steal. I don't know if you guys participate in the online group, the next door thing, because I think that's national. Yep. And they have different neighborhoods, but you know, people post a lot of times with video cameras and stuff, but gosh, the amount of theft going on, at least out in our area, is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I'm in an area and on a fairly busy road that we don't tend to get the package, you know, stealers that follow trucks around. I think that happens more in the neighborhoods where the houses are really close together. I'm out in the land of no sidewalks and bigger acreage areas and stuff. And I'm kind of a little acre tucked mm-hmm. into the forest and the bigger properties.
Well, we just got a Ring system installed to our house, like a camera to look out in the front yard. And when you do that, it signs you up for local alerts, or you can opt into that. And it's surprising how much, you know, you get pinged that something is going on in your neighborhood.
Really?
And, you know, people will post the footage from their Ring cameras onto that forum, and you
and a lot
see
of people
that
post that
on.
Like on the Nextdoor app and stuff.
Yeah.
And who and but the what people steal is unbelievable, and how bold some of it, it's getting. Anyway,
well, there's people that'll follow around Amazon trucks and take packages off of doorsteps.
Yeah. All right, you want chiming in, Natasha?
Yes, because this is the tricky place that we have to be as a human. We have the reality around us, right? It's good to be proactive and know things are happening. But do we stand in the fear of it? Do we stand in the energy of a victim of it? Do we stand in the knowing of life happening? That is like, you know, we like it's that energy. What are you attracting towards you? And yes, I acknowledge, you know, that we have to be proactive. We have to know what's going on around us. And we need to do the things that we feel comfortable to protect us, right? But if we start getting into the energy of being the victim of it, being the, oh, look what's happening. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. You know, that fear, flight, angst, you know, less than, you know, that whole energy that's around this, that we're going to end up falling into the trap.
Well, yeah,
and the world that we're building into is not that form of that energy. And it's going to take the beings, I'm going to call it, that want us to go down that rabbit hole. Or is it going to be the energy that we move into? And it's, it's not about not being acknowledgeable about it. It's not saying that it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to, you know, it's not about the naiveness of it's, you know, you have to be proactive in your life. Yes. But what is the intention? What is your mindset? What is your ability to step into being proactive instead of interactive instead of the victim of it? And it's a tricky, tricky place to be in our world today.
And you have to remember, you know, what I'm always saying, thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And we're just, you know, barely beginning to realize the power of our minds. Well, if you focus your mind on the fear and the negativity, and then you attract more of that into your
life.
And
the lack. The lack.
So that's why you want to focus on gratitude and all the things you have to be grateful for, and the positive thinking. And yes, we talk about some of the negative stuff here, like we're doing, you know, just to remind you about the, you know, Mercury's in retrograde, the astrological stuff. But it's not with the intention that you hold on to it and walk around. You know, I don't walk around all day thinking, oh, God, Mercury's in retrograde and nothing's going to work and everything's going to change and it's just going to be awful. I don't entertain those thoughts. You know, I do my affirmations. I maintain my positive attitude. And then I catch myself if I slip in like Natasha's saying and kind of start going down that rabbit hole, negative thinking, then you switch it with some positive affirmations and change what you're thinking about, because you know, wherever you put your energy is the energy you're going to be in and attract to you. So.
Exactly. It's kind of like an idea for someone, like if you have the Ring camera and you get the notifications, I would do the notifications to where when I want to look at it, so that I'm proactive into saying, this is my time to check in what's going on, so that I can do it instead of it always coming at me when I'm not in the energy to receive it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So that there's, and then you can, I know there's settings that you can do the red flags, like police action type of stuff. So then you know
You
that
get
you
the
want to
alerts,
have
yeah.
those. But then those little ones that just are ding, 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 ding,
All the time.
nitpicking at you, you got to be careful of your energy field and what's happening with it. Because if we're not ready to receive information, it digs into us a little differently than when we're ready for it and we're saying, okay, this is when I want to check in with it.
Yep. All righty, looking at the clock, where I'm surprised Nathan isn't squirming. Yeah. And anyway, so let's take care of our advertisers before we run out of time. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Oh, they're having a blue Christmas. Gotta love those jingle cats and dogs. I mean, can you just, how can you not be happy when the jingle cats and dogs are singing? It just is so fun. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending some time with us here on the Sunday morning. And we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, NUP, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out online, and great supplements for dogs, for cats, and for ferrets. And boy, the cat vitamins, best in the world, and just so palatable and can be used as treats. They're so good. And the dog supplements, kind of the dog supplement is a powder you put in the food, makes a great gravy. It's great for picky eaters, and they really, really love it. And great for skin and hair coat, and the silver formula actually has glucosamine and chondroitin in it for a little good joint support as well. And if you've got shedding breeds of dogs and want the hair to stay on your dogs longer, not all over your house, the NuPro makes a huge difference. And I know I don't have to clean up Robbie Golden Retriever hair everywhere as much when he's on NuPro. I have to brush him, but it stays on his body until I brush it off, which is pretty nice. Alrighty then. And you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, before we get back to some other subjects on hand, and oh, by the way, since it is, we're in the middle of December right now, and we're rolling up just a day shy of a week from Christmas, and since we're in the studio, today's the day that we get to sing my favorite animal Christmas carols. They're just goofy, and I love them, and we've done it every year for I don't know how many years, and we aren't great singers, but we really have a good time. And I'm not quite sure how it's going to go this year because Nathan kind of recorded everything last year and produced a little version of our. Anyway, it's fun. So sometime we're going to get to that. Maybe in the next hour we'll sing for you guys. But I'll give you warning so you can turn the volume down. Anyway, it's that time of year. And before we run out of time in this hour, Stacy, let's get a little follow-up from you. So I don't want to forget. You, of course, have your wonderful little French bulldogs, and
yes.
And you have two versions. You have the Tank, your older female version, mm-hmm. who I think qualifies as a perfect Frenchie.
She doesn't need you at all.
Yeah, no, she's just a perfect Frenchie, and she's a therapy dog and all that stuff. And then we have the Bagman.
Yeah.
Who's younger, and he just is a little quirky guy.
Exactly,
and
he's misunderstood.
He gets quirky behavior. It's like all of a sudden he starts doing something a little weird,
right.
And I think there's been like four episodes now of different
something,
things.
Yeah, that he gets himself into.
Yeah, and it might be bothering Stacy in some way, shape, or form, and gets obsessive about it. She goes to the same espresso stand and has for years, but they're the baristas that come out to the car.
Right.
And he used to be fine with that and everything. And then all of a sudden, he just started barking at the barista and all
of
that.
Crazy dog, so, yeah. He was going nuts.
So things like that behavior that wasn't there, all of a sudden is, and it's quirky behavior that we don't like. Well, she would mention this on Dr. Nils Rasmussen and our neuroenergetic balancing Sunday, and Dr. Nils would do a rebalancing and set for bags, and lo and behold, the behavior was stopped.
Yeah.
So we had three different episodes where that was the case, and one treatment with him stopped. Well, then now we're into the latest. He started kind of obsessively licking
his paws,
which often can be, from my perspective, a behavior therapist and working with us, you know, with dogs and behavior. Sometimes that can be indicative of food allergy type stuff.
Right, that's what I've heard.
But not always. And I'm seeing more of that behavior and can't necessarily pin it on food and that kind of stuff. But anyway, he started that. Mm-hmm. And so then I think it was not this month, it was last month when it had started.
Yes.
Nils did a balancing for him. And so last week you reported that it was better.
Better, but not.
But not gone.
Not gone.
So we said, well, maybe this is one of those ones that's going to require repeated work a few times to get it done. So Dr. Nils did another balancing last Sunday.
And he said something interesting when he was doing it last week. That
what was
something
that?
About his liver. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
And then when he said that, I happened to be listening. I was like, oh. So a long time ago when Jude was here and Bags was having his liver issue, she suggested I use this dandelion root tea. To put like a teaspoon on his food. And I was doing it religiously for years. And then just for whatever reason, I thought, I think he's doing fine now. So I stopped it, you know, a few months ago. I don't know if it correlates with the paw licking. But anyway, mm-hmm. when Nils mentioned that last week, that, you know
liver.
I started the tea again. So,
okay. So what's we'll the what report on Bagman and the behavior?
He's still licking, you know, he still does it. Again, it's not, like I said, it's not like all day long. He can't stop.
It's more no worse.
Like, it's more like when we're watching TV, you know, he's settling down. He just will lick it like a pacifier or something.
Yeah.
And I have to like tell him, you know, put my hand over it to make him stop, and then he'll stop. But he'll go back to it. Like the next day, he'll do it again.
See, that was something that came out, you know, in the session I did yesterday, the Asian street dog. One of the things they mentioned that she every night before she goes to sleep, the vet, she licks her paws. But they've had, you know, she's been checked out. The vet said there's nothing wrong and nothing's going on. But it's not obsessive. But she and my sense was, I don't know, Natasha, if you can tune into the energy I was in yesterday in the Southeastern Asian street dog genetics. Dog would lick paws before she goes to sleep at night. And my sense was that it was more of I just cleaning my feet before I go to sleep, that it wasn't anything out of order. Are you able to tune in at all, Natasha, to that energy?
Well, I got, you know, when you said that and then what I was getting, I'm going to put the word ritual to it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is a ritual at night for that dog.
There's a ritual to calming the mind, calming that. So the dog, the street dog, right?
Is doing it as a calming behavior.
Calming so that it can kind of come down into sleep or night mode.
Yep, okay.
Or whatever that
mode
of sleep
was. That explains better what I was, my sense was, but I didn't have the words to kind of, the way you just explained
it. Yeah, exactly. So I got the word ritual for that one. Yes, the DNA of that pup is very, you know, street dog.
Yeah. We're going to, you know? I just looked at the clock and we're out of time for this hour. So we got to wrap up hour number one. We get to listen to the Jingle Cats. I can remember Love Train is on hiatus until after the first of the year. We're jingle catting. And you can still dance in your head or your bed or your chair or get up and bop around. But we're going to be singing and playing along with the Jingle Cats. When we continue, Natasha, I think as long as you're here, Natasha, we just started saying, I want you to be tuning into bags. And let's see if you've got anything to add to the foot looking and the liver thing and all of that stuff. Let's see if Natasha has anything brilliant on those lines. And then we'll get on to the other things on my list. So we are going to fire up the Jingle Cats. And I'm still doing our yogi energization prayer to energize up the Jingle Cat music so you get a little extra boost for your day and your week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs. And they're coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.